You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
That is right. It is time for Stumped by Ricardo. While Smithy is away, Logan is also away. So you got me and Ricardo running the ship while Smithy's gone. Ricardo, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Ready
good.
To go?
Ready and rearing.
Ready and rearing. Okay, first up today, where are we? We have Kyle from Whangarei. Come in, mate.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Kyle. Yourself, mate?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad. Looking forward to the end of the week, that's for sure.
Yeah, only one day to go, mate. Only one day to you. You just do the Monday to Friday?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, not on call this weekend, so that's usually a good one to spend with the kids.
Nice. What do you do?
I work out at the port in Whangarei, out at Northport.
Right, mate. You keeping busy up there?
We are busy, mate. We are. It's been very quiet, but all of a sudden we've exploded and just flat out.
Nice, mate, nice. I see there's been some talk about moving the old Auckland ports and redirecting a lot of that work your way, isn't there?
Yeah, they've been talking about it. It's all speculation at the moment, though.
Yeah, we'll have to see, mate. We'll have to see. What's your go-to sport, mate? What's your big one?
NRL, mate, NRL or cricket.
All right, who's your NRL team?
Warriors.
Have you seen the new jersey?
Yeah. It glows, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got that big hole on the front. A few people have said it looks like a portal to another dimension.
Yeah, you think some of those players might have to sink into it.
Yeah, well, maybe if they can find another dimension where the Warriors win a premiership, maybe they can go through it.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
It would be, mate. It would be. All right. What do you reckon? You reckon the Warriors are a chance next season? They made a few changes. New coach, new players?
Yeah, I'm liking what the coach is doing, and, you know, he's pretty upfront with his intentions, which is really good, and it's a step ahead of the other coaches in the past years that sort of dwindled around running the same team all the time. They've been afraid to make changes or to voice their opinions, but I think Andrew Webster's actually really looks like he's hopefully going to make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, hopefully, mate. Hopefully it's the next Panthers, right? We can take some of that magic and sprinkle it on the Warriors.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I'd hope so, mate.
All right, let's do it, guys. We're taking a quick break from FIFA World Cup questions.
Oh, are we?
They will be back in due time after they were taken yesterday. But your three categories today, Kyle, are softball, tennis, and cricket.
I'll take cricket, please.
Cricket it is. All right, let's do it. The Test series between Australia and the West Indies got underway yesterday at what ground?
Optus.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Hey, you're lucky you got that. Well, I would have said the Wacker because I forgot about the new ground.
Now that's under construction, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Off the stadium in Perth. Number two, rounded to the nearest whole number. What was Chris Martin's career test batting average?
Two.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket. Right in the slot, and away it goes.
Solid, Craig, solid. One more question.
Last question. The Black Caps play Pakistan next in two tests and three ODIs. What two teams do we play after that?
What are we coming? Australia and... who was the other one? Is it Netherlands?
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Ricardo.
I'm pretty sure one is India. The other one I'm guessing, but I'm going to say England.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
No, we take on England next, and it's Sri Lanka after that. Yeah, miss stumping.
Miss stumping. So you get the $50 TAB bonus bet, mate. Congratulations, Kyle.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
And where are you going to put that? You got something lined up for the weekend?
Yeah, I was just having a look at the UFC and thinking about old Taitiwivasa by knockout.
I reckon that's a solid bet, eh?
Bet. That Pavlovich he's fighting is pretty solid, but we've seen what Ty could do, and he knocked down Cyril Garn in that last fight, the only person to do so. So I think he's going to carry on with that powerful knockdown streak.
Yeah, I think, mate.
Knockout streak, I should say.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in those hands, eh? Overhand righty throws.
he's got some guts to it, eh?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to stop that. What about, are you much of a boxing fan, Kyle?
Yeah, a little bit, and I know Tyson Fury's fighting, and that was another one I was thinking, a knockout against Trezora is probably a pretty good option as well.
Yeah, I think so too, mate. Probably around five or six, I reckon, is probably where that will be. But
Trezora can't box that long, so I think Fury will be all over him,
mate. He'll just be a punching bag, mate, I think, Derek Trezora. I see Joe Parker's gone back up there. They reckon he's going to fight early next year. Who do you reckon he'll fight?
That was a bit gutting, that Joe Joyce fight. I'm not sure. I've been sort of, I don't have any names off the top of my head, but I'm sure it would probably still be someone that's pretty well known.
I think a rematch against Dillian White's probably, you know, something that Joe would like to do, and White, now that he's lost to Tyson, needs to probably get back and get another win, so that might be a fight that appeals to both of them.
Yeah, probably not a bad option, actually, and I know JP probably wants to try and make amends for what happened to him in the last fight, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. David Light, the Kiwi light heavy, is he light? No, he's cruiserweight, isn't he? Cruiserweight's fighting in Miami this weekend as well.
I heard you guys talking to him last week, and he seemed like he was ready to go. He's pretty primed up and ready to go.
Oh, mate, he went over there a couple of months ago over to Florida to fight this Cuban-American boxer who was undefeated. Right. I think the guy was 12-0, and David Light knocked him out in the first round. So
that's right, yeah. I remember you guys talking about that.
And that guy, I think, was ranked 15th by the WBO, and he's gone over there to fight the guy that's now ranked 7th, and he's ranked 6th. So whoever wins it gets a title shot at the WBO cruiserweight title.
Yeah, that'll be good for New Zealand boxing, eh? You know, we just seem to have these stars that just sort of come up out of the woodwork as one sort of falls, another one comes through, eh?
Yeah, exactly, mate. He's been beavering away at his trade for a long time now, David Light. He's a very good boxer. Yep. He's undefeated as a pro. I think he's 18-0.
Oh, sheesh.
And he's been trained by Isaac Peach as well, and who's got Jerome Pamplone and Andre Mikhailovich, and a few others, Mia as well, who's fighting at the moment. So they're doing really well, and they've actually teamed up with Dean Lonergan as their promoter.
Oh, promoter, yeah. Oh, that'll be good. He's not a bad promoter, and he's done some pretty good things for boxing, hasn't he?
He has, mate. He knows the game, eh? He knows the game, Dino.
He does.
Yeah, good stuff, Kyle. Hey, listen, mate, thanks for playing, and thanks for the chat. Good luck with that $50 bonus bet, mate, and hopefully it returns and you can fill your beer fridge with it.
Yeah, that'll be good. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Go well. There you go. We will have another Stumped for you tomorrow, another $50 up for grabs.